USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is pleading with Americans to recognize the rapid spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant. Multiple reports say an internal document called the variant that's sweeping across the country highly contagious. It's also explained that those who are vaccinated can spread the virus easily. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University have just over 78,000 people yesterday confirmed with coronavirus and 321 people died from the virus. A meeting is taking place at the White House regarding voting rights. President Biden meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It is well known to the administration and to the United States Senate that the H.R. 1 is essential to us in the House.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The founder of electric vehicle startup Nikola is pleading not guilty to charges he's facing in New York. Prosecutors filing multiple fraud charges against Trevor Milton, but he's free on a $100 million bond.
Milton claimed that the Nikola One could be driven when, in fact, the closest it ever came to driving was when a group of Nikola engineers took it to the top of a hill and rolled it down so it could be filmed for a commercial.
Milton is banned from getting in touch with investors as part of his release, but his legal team flatly denies he did anything wrong. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has reportedly been charged with sexual assault of a teenage boy. The alleged sexual assault occurred at Wesley College during a wedding reception of the alleged victim's brother. The alleged victim was 16 at the time. McCarrick is scheduled to appear in a Massachusetts court August 26 for his arraignment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The parents of 9 troops are suing after they died off the coast of Southern California last year.
Attorneys representing the families of 9 service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment, for your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Broadway shows will require audience members to both have the COVID-19 vaccine and wear face masks, at least for the next 3 months. This comes as the mayor of New York is calling on more businesses to require that employees be vaccinated, saying mandates are needed. First Lady Jill Biden is going under the knife.
First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending 2 official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.